The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome again to Bob Burney Live. It's a privilege to welcome you to the program. I mean that sincerely. I'm not just blowing smoke. It is such a privilege to be your host. You know, I've been doing this for over 30 years now. 20 years daily, over 10 years on Saturdays, and I am just incredibly blessed. I am a blessed man. I am just so blessed. God has been so good to me. God has been so good to Joy and I. And just sometimes I like to just reminisce about the blessings of God. So anyway, I welcome you to the program. Boy, I got a potpourri of stuff this hour. Some of it has to do with the COVID-19 thing. I mean, we're just surrounded by that stuff, and it's hard to ignore it. But first, you know, there's a lot of talk about China. And folks, listen, the people of China are wonderful people. This is not about the people. This is about the government. The government is totalitarian, communistic, atheistic, and evil. The government of China is an evil country. Almost all of you are aware of what they're doing to Christians. And by the way, they're doing it to Muslims as well. But they're doing it to Christians. The crackdown, the people that are arrested, crosses by the hundreds have been torn down from churches. Dozens of churches have been bulldozed. Thousands of Christians have been imprisoned. The people of China live in constant fear. Most of you know that the Chinese government came up with a social score. You know, we here in America have a credit score. Sometimes it's fair, many times it is not, many times it is inaccurate, but it's a way of life. You can't buy a car, you can't buy a piece of furniture, you certainly can't buy a house without your credit score being checked. And in some ways, it's very arbitrary. Your credit score is determined by a whole host of things. How much you owe, what your account balances are. You know, you could be making every single payment on every single account for the last 30 years. But if you have high balances, you get your credit score docked. And a whole lot of other things that, well, anyway. So we have the credit score that it does control a lot of our life. But it doesn't determine whether you can get on a bus. It doesn't determine whether you can get on an airplane. It doesn't determine whether you can join the YMCA down at the end of the street. China has come up with a social score. It takes into effect your finances, your bank account, your savings, your credit score, but it also takes into account things that you have said publicly about the government. Whether you have praised the government or whether you have criticized the government. If you belong to a church, that goes into your social score. The kind of work that you do, There are certain occupations that are considered to be very low on the scale. There are other occupations that are very high on the scale. So a factory worker working on an assembly line has a very low social score. A professor at a university would have a very high social score. Every aspect of your life goes into this massive database, and the goal is that every single person in China will have their own individual social score. And that score determines what you can and cannot do. If you have a social score that is below a certain level, you can't fly on an airplane. It determines what class you travel in on the train. If your social score is not high enough, you can't ride in the nice train. You ride back in coach. And if your social score is not, if your social score is really low, you can't ride on a train at all. You got to go on the bus. It is all inclusive. This is an evil regime. It really is. And that's why it's so bizarre that many politicians here in America are more positive about the atheistic, communistic Chinese government than they are about our own government. Can I give you an instance, an illustration? Senator Kamala Harris, Uber left senator from the state of California, has introduced a resolution to the United States Congress that would forbid the term Chinese virus. Can't say it. Would be condemned by the federal government. Chinese government. Or Chinese virus. Can't say it. Quote, the California Democrat has introduced a resolution condemning, quote, all forms of anti-Asian sentiment as related to COVID-19. Forbidden words would be or phrases Chinese virus or Wuhan virus. Those would be forbidden according to this resolution. It would be considered hate speech. Also forbidden would be the phrase the Kung Flu, which is said lighthearted. It's Senate Resolution 580. The resolution has co-sponsors including Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Mazie Hirono of Hawaii. Says that public officials, according to this, should denounce such rhetoric in any form. Yeah. It also calls on law enforcement officials to investigate, document, and prosecute the perpetrators of hate crimes against Asian Americans. Hello? That's already illegal. Hate crimes against any group is already illegal. But these far-left senators are determined to protect not the Chinese people, the Chinese government. Now, where were they when we were talking about the Spanish flu or Ebola? Did you know that Ebola is a place in Africa, and that's why it's called Ebola? Almost everyone agrees, and I mean almost everyone agrees, that this virus came from China. There's a great deal of debate. Did it come from the wet market? Did it come from bats? Did it come from a lab? But almost everyone agrees it did come from China. And so we have a long history of referring to sicknesses and viruses by geographical location. Isn't it interesting that these far-left liberals have no problem at all calling our president names? Terrible names? Criticizing our own government? And protecting and defending an evil communist regime? Now, again, it's not the people. It's the government. But China is not our friend. They are not. Many of the Chinese are wonderful people, but not the government. All right, we need to take a break, and we'll be back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I was just, forgive me for going back to the coronavirus thing, but just, again, one of the frustrating things is the changing scenery, the changing landscape, the changing facts from the experts. Case in point, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, in conjunction with the WHO, the World Health Organization, came to the conclusion by consulting with the experts that this virus could last for 14 to 17 days on a surface, a table. And because of that, as states have opened and restaurants, states have required extreme sanitizing measures. For instance, restaurants are now open. Many of them, not all, but many restaurants are open for inside dining. But they are required to disinfect every table, every booth, after every single customer. You have to disinfect everything. And you have to have certain kinds of cleansing things and all this routine. And so today, the Centers for Disease Control comes out and says, oops. You know, now that we've thought about it, we've got this guy over in Germany, and he's, now see, he's an expert. You see, he's an expert, and he has said, this stuff doesn't live on surfaces. It's only person to person. It doesn't live on surfaces. So why are we cleaning all the surfaces? Why are we, okay. Err on the side of caution. I get that. I understand that. And you know what? I agree with it. I don't have any problem with erring on the side of caution. But my problem is this almost blind obedience, allegiance, and dependence upon experts who, as we have discovered, often completely contradict themselves in a few weeks. And, you know, I've said this about settled science. We hear often about settled science. Here's the problem with settled science. There's nothing settled about it. But anyway, I was just thinking about that. We go into all of these measures because we were told by the experts that this virus lives on surfaces. And now the very same experts are saying, well, we were wrong. Okay. All right. So the bottom line on that, don't live in fear. Be cautious. Be careful. Take precautions. Please do that. But don't live in fear. Don't let your life be ruled by paranoia and fear about anything, including this virus. All right, now back to China. Here's the headline. China forces school teachers to renounce their Christian faith or risk being fired. Here's the story. Chinese schools are requiring Christian teachers within the nation's school system to renounce their faith or risk being fired, according to a new report by a religious liberty watchdog. Bitter Winter, which monitors religious liberty in China, said the pressure on Christian teachers intensified after Chinese President Xi Jinping in September of 2018 said one goal of education was to raise the next generation of socialists. Here's a quote from this organization called Bitter Winter. The state's control over ideology is becoming stricter and stricter, particularly in the field of education. If teachers hold religious beliefs, this becomes a political problem for the government. A kindergarten teacher in China told the organization she has received criticism for her faith in staff meetings. Additionally, the school principal warned her that a spiritual civilization award worth several million yen that was given to the county could be withdrawn if the government learns of her faith. In other words, all of the schools, all the teachers, all the students in an entire region of China could lose their funding because of one teacher who professes to be a Christian. Quote, teachers in multiple provinces have reported persecution for their faith. And then it gives some specific instances of elementary school teachers that have been threatened, fired, simply because they were discovered to attend a Christian church. We have to be diligent here in America concerning the loss of our freedoms and liberties. There's no doubt about that. But we're not even close to what's going on in China. However, if we are not diligent and if we let the far liberal left have their way in America, we will become like China. That's why these battles that individual churches are facing across the country are very, very important. Very important. All right, quick break. Don't go away. Bob Burney Live will continue.